welcome to Declutter Me, a podcast about organizing and decluttering your life. And hello to your host, Shalia.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good. How are we doing this week?
I'm good, thank you. Very chirpy.
Apparently.
Yeah.
Is it the studio that makes you do that, or is it like something else?
No, it's actually, I'm excited about talking about the topic today, which sounds a bit geeky. But we're going. I'm excited.
I don't have a response to that.
You never have a response to me when I'm like this. I'm going to talk about expiry dates.
So the date before which you should throw your food out.
Yeah.
Ideally.
I like look at it like when I go to clients' houses and I try and see what's the oldest year. I've had like something like 1999.
1999.
Yeah.
Like in this year.
Yeah. Last year. 1999. Still. Yeah. 1999.
Wow.
It was food. Yeah. Usually the oldest stuff is around, nowadays, around 2013, 2012.
Yeah, like I would imagine like after 4 to 5 years I can kind of see. Because there are a lot of things that are like, that expire about three, because we have a lot of processed food, right? But a lot of things expire within 3 to 4 years. And so when you buy it, you think, okay, well, about 3 years.
Yeah.
And then, you know, 3 years hit, and then the extra years just get piled on pretty quickly.
Yeah.
Until like you, most of the time, I think until you move. And then it's like, oh, I got to take this out. I'm like, what is this doing here?
Even when people move, they still have this expired
stuff. They take the expired stuff
yeah.
over. Oh, boy.
And it's shocking.
This is why you should listen to the episode about decluttering before you move.
You should. they often say things like, we tell our maids to look at the expiry, look at the food every quarter. And then you look and it's from 2013 or whatever. And they're like, do they never do this? Like, obviously not, because, or they just do the stuff at the front row and just ignore the stuff at the back, which is the big problem. It's a problem, and it's a waste, and it's distressing in a way, especially when you have to get rid of a lot of food. And we've talked about like food and people buying for Ramadan and stuff, and that my thing about buying in bulk. You know, you buy especially packets and tins of stuff that you don't cook regularly. You might cook for Ramadan, but how many times are you going to actually cook it during that time? And then this stuff stays in the cupboards until next year. And it could still be usable, but then they go buy new packets of the same stuff. So
yeah, it's so easy to get sucked into it too, right? Like we see these big families and stuff, and you see that happen so easily. It'd be like, oh, yeah, you know, we've got X number of people in the house. I might as well buy 24 of this thing because we'll eat it and or drink it. And then suddenly it's like 6 months in and it's like, oh, we've got to about a box of this stuff.
It sits there and it's bad. And people, you might like something that you bought on holiday, like tea. So you buy loads of packets of the stuff. But the reality is now you can buy everything online. You can get it shipped to you from wherever you are. So if you like something, take it home and see if you still like it when you get home. And if you do, then you can order it online. Or you can buy it here, usually. We're in a global world now. You can buy everything global, you know, from the world easily.
Because we want to kind of talk about expiry dates of other stuff, which I think is just as important. So for food, we've kind of talked about decluttering your pantry, and we've kind of addressed the fact that you should kind of like look at the expiry dates of all the food. And then also we've talked about it during our Ramadan episodes about cleaning out your pantry ahead of a big celebration, both Ramadan and Christmas. Do check those episodes out and we'll link to them in the show notes as well. And then let's talk about the other stuff where expiry dates are involved and maybe people don't know that they are.
Yeah. So let's talk about makeup first. And toiletries, which we've discussed before, but I like to remind people because it's still a thing. And now I'm seeing more and more of these makeup sites are shipping to the UAE. Mm-hmm. I'm seeing a lot of clients buying online, a lot of cosmetics, and not realizing that they have expiry dates. And actually, the expiry dates are less for us because we're in a hotter climate. So unless you're in a chilled, you know, your cosmetics are in a chilled area all the time, they're going to go off sooner. So like your mascara, eyeliner, they only last for 3 months. So as soon as you've opened them, you have to use it for 3 months and then get rid of it. So, I mean, I use it regularly. So I finish them with before that 3 month thing. But if you don't buy lots of different types, just buy one which is, or one or two which are good, and then use them for the 3 months and then buy another one. You know, and it's not hard to buy these things. You can buy them online or you can buy them in shops. Anything liquid, so you say your liquid foundations, you have to keep them away from heat, otherwise they will curdle. And then they last for only a year. So you know, get rid of that after that.
And also, like, I think about your purchasing with that in mind. Mm. So if something's going to last only a year, it doesn't make sense for you to buy quantities that'll last you 2 years, right? And this is something I think it's, again, same thing. It's that the bumper offer season and stuff. It's so easy to get sucked and be like, oh, I'll just buy four because I'm going to save money. But then when you're going to throw it away, have you really saved it?
And the thing is, as well, like I saw that, I even got close to doing that when I went to America for my summer holidays. Hadn't been there for many years. And of course, everything is much cheaper there with regards to toiletries and cosmetics. So I have a certain foundation that I buy, which I buy here, but it's got a third off the price in America. And I think they had actually a sale, so I was getting even more off. And I needed to buy one more, like, because my one was nearly finishing. But I thought, look, it is that cheap, that much cheaper. I should buy two. And then I went, no, Shalina, a year later, you might be in another country and you can buy it then. So just leave it. You know, it's silly. And considering who I am, I even thought about that. So think of that. You know, if you're traveling away for the summer and you go somewhere, say America or the UK, where it's cheaper to buy it, you might be going again then the next year or somewhere else, you know, to buy. Or you can ask someone.
There'll always be an opportunity.
Exactly. Yeah. And people go. I have friends that go back to the UK or to America all the time. And if it's a small item, they're kind enough to buy it. So you can always do it that way. Or you can buy it from here. Yes, it'll be a bit more expensive, but if you can afford it, you can afford it. You know what I mean? Anything to do with your lips, they only last from 6 months to a year. So don't buy too many. And they do smell funny or don't go onto your lips properly after a while. So they can remain bacteria-free, they say, for about a year, but you know, just be careful and just don't buy too many. And then powders, they last for 2 years. So any of your eyeshadow, cheek, blusher. Toiletries, they have expiry dates on them. So on most of the items. So have a look and see. Sun cream lasts for, has an expiry date, but they usually last for about a year. Especially if you're taking it out to the beach or to the swimming pool and it's in the heat. Even if you covered it up in a bag or whatever, it's still going to get hot. It's going to expire sooner, especially in the heat here, you know, in the summer. So think about that. And sun cream is not effective if it has expired. You need to get rid of it if it has expired. So feminine hygiene as well has expiry dates. And people don't, women do not realize this. And I have pointed it out to every single client of mine. So if you have these packets, you take one of them and put them in your bag and they're in random different bags. They might have expired, but they've been sitting, languishing in your bag for months or years or whatever. So if you can, you don't keep, you know, we always, us women always need one like pad or one tampon in emergency one. But think about when you got it or get a Sharpie and write the date on it, the expiry date. So you know when to use it by. So that's toiletries and makeup. Another source of clutter, which has an expiry date. Newspapers and magazines.
They have an expiry date?
Yeah. Well, newspapers. The news is for a day. Actually, the news changes after it.
Oh, that way. Yeah. Fair enough. You know? We're talking about like physically the paper itself. And I'm like, it doesn't disintegrate. Like,
no. But people keep newspapers for months.
With the intention to read them?
I don't know. And it's not like going to wrap fish and chips in it.
Well, no. I mean, that's where like we've used old paper.
Yeah.
To use it as a protection thing in terms of something, whether we're wrapping something or whether we're just...
Or draw liner.
Draw liner.
People used to use draw liners and stuff. Yeah, for that, you know, weekday newspapers, recycle them every week. You know, my father is a big newspaper reader. He will read online and paper as well. And the joke with him is that he'll be watching, the news will be on in the background and he'll be reading the newspaper on his iPad. And my dad loves his news. He's, you know, he knows everything that's going around on in the world. But he's watching the news while he's reading news, which is actually older than what's on the TV. So it just drives me insane. But luckily now he's got it all on the iPad, so he doesn't have the paper anymore. But the amount of piles of paper we used to have before, he used to get all the newspapers and read them all.
It's the same for us. Like we would do the regular paper weekdays, and on weekends you get both, all three of them. Because they had the, you know, the weekend features and all of that stuff, and we want to read everything. Thankfully, yes, it was the same thing. We had a conversation about a year ago, and I was like, you know, guys, I think we should just stop getting the paper now because you guys are reading your news off of Twitter, and like, and TV, of course. And so this paper is just sitting and we're just stacking it over and over again. And it's really a waste.
Yeah, it is. I to be honest, I love when I go back home to read the weekend one, especially the Saturday one. And it is my thing to get that. And my dad actually tells me off now. But it lasts for a week. So with the weekend ones, with all the supplements and articles, it, you know, like the sun, I get Saturday Times, but also Sunday Times sometimes. And the Sunday Times is so thick that it does take you a week to read it. So then, you know, put that in the recycle pile after that. But you only need it for a week, you know. And if there are any articles that are amazing, you know, or there used to be like the fashion edition would have some clothes or cosmetics that I like, I would take a picture and put it on my phone to keep it, to take, you know, when I go to the shop next. You know, like, used to tear out the sections when you were interested in something or a recipe, but now you just take a photo and put it on your phone, so that you don't have to have the piece of paper with you. But with some of the newspaper, like the Times, they want you to pay the subscription to read anything, so you can't do that. So that's the problem with that. Do you know that trainers, or sneakers as they call them in America, have an expiry date?
Well, you mean, but don't people like keep sneakers for years?
Yeah. And sometimes it's really smelly and disgusting.
Well, okay, outside of that, I'm just assuming they maintain it, obviously. Like, how long
can you
keep...
Who maintains the trainers? Except for ones which are in the boxes. Oh, that's another... That's podcast.
Yeah, no, but I didn't mean as a collector. But I meant like, you know, because there's some of them that are canvas and stuff. You can just wash them.
There are, but we're talking about proper trainers, like running trainers. Or sports trainers that you use for gymming and stuff like that.
So how long can you keep trainers?
You are supposed to change them every 6 months to a year. Or 500 miles of wear. I mean, I'm not a gymmy person generally, but I have seen that you can feel, you know, especially the bubble, the air, it does go. And you do start walking or running differently. You're not as sturdy as you were before when you first got the trainers. And that can lead to injury. And I have weak ankles, so I know that, you know, you can feel it, that it's not right. I've gone to a trainer shop and done that proper test where they test how you run and walk so you choose specific trainers for your feet. But yeah, they told me then as well that it would only last, if I was doing it regularly, which I don't, it would only last for 6 months. But yeah, depending on how much you exercise, you have to bear
that. So they say what about, is it 500 miles or about 800 kilometers is what... That's the kind of run that they should do, and you definitely shouldn't extend them beyond that.
No,
basically,
no.
Yeah.
So you shouldn't, you know. Like, I mean, even Forrest Gump went running, and he changed his pair of shoes, didn't he? He got a few Nike pairs as well, so he did more than 500 miles, and you know, so he changed his trainers. So you should as well.
Because you know what I can't stop thinking about right now is the fact that there's a song that says I would walk 500 miles, right? And I'm thinking,
oh my God, there was.
Obviously he has to stop because he has to change his trainers. Like, his trainers will only last 500 miles. It has nothing to do with the person he's talking about.
Exactly. Oh my God.
It's completely
mind blind. Yes, so that's the fascinating bit of information on trainers. Another thing.
You learn something new every day.
I know. It's amazing, isn't it? Another thing is paper and documents. And we have talked about paper and documents and important documents as well. But, you know, I have to reiterate it again. There are, you know, for tax purposes, especially if you come from Canada or the USA, that there is specific time frames of how long you're supposed to keep documents for, say like about 7 years. And then there's certain other documents, important documents you have to keep for a lifetime. So do find out. There are, you know, if you Google and find out how long to keep paper for auditing purposes or tax purposes, you will get you will get a table of how long you should keep all these documents for. Bills, you should only keep them for a year, unless you need it for tax purposes. But if you're here, you most probably don't need them. And that's it, really, for expiry.
Yeah, and I think it's important to realize as well, as you mentioned with paper, like there are things that we don't think of those things as expiration dates, but there's a utility endpoint to these things, right? So there's a day when this paper, this particular document is not relevant. I mean, we have registration papers of cars we've sold, right? Yeah. And again, these are things like you should be getting rid of them. You're preserving them is doing nothing for you other than taking real estate space, and then it gets clutter.
And it's the same with, like, you know, insurance policies. Every year I get a new insurance policy for my car. And if I haven't had to use the policy from the previous year, that goes straight away into my shredding pile. And I just put in the new policy into my file. So each year the old policy gets out of the file and the new one comes in. Unless you need it for reimbursement, there is no need to keep those policies. So car, home, medical, those policies should be removed every time. Medical, keep it for about 6 months because you need it usually to get reimbursement for, any medical treatments. But anything else, there is no reason to keep them in your file. And the same with bills. When we used to get paper bills, it used to be that if I get a new electricity bill, the one that was 12 months before, that would be removed. So I'd just do it periodically, continuously removing that old one out so there was space for the new one.
Yeah, I think for people that may be a bit worried or may not feel like that's good enough for them, like, you can always digitize it.
Yeah.
And have a copy so that you know you have a reference point you can look at. I mean, I don't even recommend that, to be honest, because then you'll just create digital clutter, which is just...
Well, you don't need to do that, digitize it now, because if it's all on apps. So if you go to for DEWA, the Dubai Electricity and Water Company, they've got it all online. Mm-hmm. So you can go online and look at it. I don't look at my bill now. I see everything from the app. It tells me my consumption. It tells me what I've, everything that I've done.
And it has a history as well. So you can look back an older bill and if you really do need that. Yeah.
And you can do the comparison as well. I've also got auto pay, so I don't actually have to think I don't actually have to think about anything. And a bill comes, I look at it and go, oh God, I have to pay that. And then it's like, well, you've already paid. So, I'm organized in that way that I don't even have to think too much about those bills. And same with the telephone bills. It's only when I see the amount and I go, that seems a bit high, and then I'll question it before the bill is paid. But there's no need to keep the bills.
That's true.
So hopefully that will help people deal with expired stuff.
In all forms.
Yes, exactly. Even trainers.
Oh, man. All right, so as always, if you want to reach out to us, you can do so by visiting Declutter Me on all social media. You can listen to the show for free, all of the old episodes, everything, in your favorite podcast player. And you can also visit declutterme.com/podcast and see a lovely little player with all the old episodes. So yeah, all the episodes we reference, go back, check it out.
Yep, you can hear them all.
Yeah, and so that's it for us this week. We'll be back bright and early next week.
Bye.